Good evening. It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley. Dallas County Commissioners today approved a resolution that welcomes immigrants, including those who are undocumented. The resolution is not legally binding. It calls for law enforcement to stop what are considered non-essential collaborations with federal immigration and customs enforcement officers. The Welcoming Communities resolution passed 4-1, and that vote pleased immigrant advocates. Imam Omar Sulaiman is the co-director of Faith Forward Dallas.
We reaffirm what Dallas means to us and what America means to all of us, that this is a welcoming county, that our words should be words of inclusivity, that our faiths stand for welcoming the stranger, for treating every human being with honor and dignity, and that in that spirit, our legislation and our policies should be shaped.
The dissenting voice on the commissioner's court came from the group's sole Republican, Mike Cantrell. He worries about the state pulling funding from local governments that are considered sanctuary cities. Republican State Senator Don Huffines issued a statement this afternoon calling the commissioner's decision, quote, dangerous and reprehensible. Sheriff Lupe Valdez said her office works with immigration and customs enforcement. Melissa Hernandez of Mi Familia Vota says today's vote was an important step.
The passage of this resolution should embolden other municipalities to step up and do what's right, just, and fair for the Dallas County residents and to pass local policies that protect the most vulnerable in our communities.
The Dallas County vote came as the Texas Senate spent the day debating a proposed ban on sanctuary cities. Senate Bill 4 would punish local governments and college campuses that don't cooperate with immigration officials. Hundreds of Texas teachers lost or surrendered their teaching licenses over the past several years after they were investigated for having improper relationships with students. And in more than half of those cases, a teacher was never criminally charged. That's according to a report from the Austin American-Statesman. Public school teachers allegedly participated in flirtatious text messages, kissing, or sexual relationships with students. Reporter Julie Chang talked with Public Radio's Texas Standard.
Whether this is a growing problem is up for debate because social media these days could just be making these incidents more public than it has ever been before. So there are some researchers and folks out there who think that this has always been a problem. It's just now that it's becoming more apparent.
In his State of the State address last week, Governor Greg Abbott urged lawmakers to take action on teachers who have improper relationships. On the end of our strands of DNA are something called telomeres. They shorten over the course of our lives, which leads to aging. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with genetic researcher Elizabeth Blackburn about how exercising keeps them from shrinking and keeps us feeling youthful.
When you cumulatively added up different kinds of exercise that a person did, not even a whole lot, you know, like some walking and maybe some, you know, vigorous, the more categories you added up, the longer, statistically speaking, were somebody's telomeres. I find it so interesting because you keep finding all sorts of ways where something not too drastic does make a difference, and it all adds up. So, you know, the idea of going to one extreme form of exercise or an extreme diet or an extreme this or that, it seems as if from the telomere maintenance side, a point of view of things, you can do well by just sort of adding in small changes as realistic. The real thing seems to be changes that you can actually do over the long term, which might mean smaller tweaks rather than drastic changes.
Elizabeth Blackburn is the author of The Telomere Effect, The New Science of Living Younger. She won the Nobel Prize in 2009 for her research into telomeres. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, how a United Way fellowship program is giving social entrepreneurs a leg up. One of them is an urban farm in South Dallas, a community with limited access to fresh food. As KERA's Courtney Collins reports, the founder has dreams of a cafe and market serving up meals by the end of the summer.
I know. It's a little cliche to start a story about a farm with a rooster. But in my defense, that's not your typical big city sound effect. the neighborhood that surrounds Bonton Farms is as urban as it gets. Highways, housing projects, and convenience stores are all shouting distance from these two lots, which are home to chickens, goats, beehives, farm dogs, and rows of crops.
Yeah, if you're down too deep, plant might not even grow.
As he plants a neat line of a root vegetable called kohlrabi, Patrick Wright talks about what his life was like before Bonton Farms.
I was like at ground zero. I had lost everything.
Wright had been to prison and was struggling with a serious drug problem. He says he prayed for a change and a few days later met a man who'd recently started a small community garden. He invited Wright over to check it out.
There's a vacant lot right next to his house, and he said he commandeered. You know, this is the hood. I say, like, commandeered? What? We never heard of that word. He said it means to take over. Oh, you jacked that vacant lot. Okay.
That garden led to a full-on farm. It started with two donated lots tucked in a neighborhood between Highway 175 and the Trinity River, then a couple dozen acres 10 minutes down the road. Wright was there from the start and is now farm manager. He's immensely proud of what they've built and what he's learned along the way about nutrition.
Nothing gives me more pleasure when I'm given a tour and I have these little kids run up to me. Excuse me, Mr. Patrick, can I have a collard green? Can I have a tomato? They're going to go and pull that collard green right off the plant and eat it raw.
The neighborhood surrounding Bonton Farms is what the USDA calls a food desert, meaning the nearest grocery store is at least a mile away. And a lot of people don't have cars to drive to far-off supermarkets. When folks have to make meals from the convenience stores that are in the neighborhood, health problems like diabetes abound.
You see things a little differently when you live somewhere than when you visit, right? And so when I moved here, a lot of those men that I'd been working with, I didn't know, but they were sick. So we planted a garden next to my house, originally just so the men that we were working with could have something to do and they could take the food when they went home.
That's Darren Babcock, who founded the farm. He moved to South Dallas in 2012 after spending a lot of time volunteering here. Last year, a United Way fellowship program called Ground Floor helped the farm expand. This year, Bonton Farms is in the running for more funding.
Ultimately, we need a place where people can come buy fresh food and can sit down and have a meal together, a good meal together, and have a place where we can gather as a community and learn about what it means to be healthy and that we can be.
So a cafe and market where people can buy produce, prepared food, or just sit and eat was the pitch this time around. The United Way's Susan Hoff says up next is months of mentorship and training boot camp.
Those that make it through the boot camp, which we hope everybody will, but it's pretty intensive, they'll come back, they'll pitch again, and that's when the ground floor investors will determine which they will make investments in. And those could be grants of up to $100,000.
The lure of that kind of funding is an exciting possibility, Babcock says. Even more exciting, the chance to learn the restaurant business from people in the know.
Whether we win the money or however much money comes, we'll be grateful for that. But what we really need is this community of people to pitch in their ideas and their talents to help make this successful.
Babcock imagines an August opening for his latest venture. One person who will help see that through is Patrick Wright. To him, Bonton Farms is magical and heals with more than just healthy food.
It's like all my relationships is back together, especially with my daughter. We got a great bond now, and she loves the farm. This farm have really, really helped me. It's like here, it's like a sanctuary.
A sanctuary with plans to grow, so more people might find peace and purpose there. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
And the 2017 legislative session's underway. KERA wants to know what you want to know about the legislature, how it works, why it works the way it does, and what you want lawmakers to do. It's a project that we're calling Texas Decides. We've teamed up with public radio stations across the state to collect and answer your questions about the legislature over these next few months. You can submit your questions and thoughts at keranews.org. Currently 76 degrees in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth, and 73 in Denton. Yes, it is February. Tonight, overnight lows in the high 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high around 81 degrees. You're listening to KERA, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, 90.1, and KERA.org. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon.